Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Iowa State Patrols, our District 4 Resource Officer, is Shelby McCready joining us now. So thank you very much, Trooper McCready, for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a kind of a special traffic initiative that's coming up here on Thursday. Could you give us a little insight about what Iowa State Patrol is doing in relation to this newly formed Traffic Fatality Reduction Task Force initiative?
We do have a big day coming up on Thursday the 16th, and it doesn't just involve the Iowa State Patrol. It's going to involve local law enforcement, county sheriff's deputies, and what it is, if you recall, we've talked in the past about the Fatality Reduction Task Force that was formed at the beginning of 2021 with the goal of educating the public, enforcing hazardous driving behaviors that, most commonly lead to serious injury and fatal crashes, as well as promoting legislative initiatives that are designed to help reduce our fatality rate. Well, when they formed this task force, one of the things they did was identify certain periods of the year, certain time frames in which the statistical data had indicated that there was either an increase in fatal crashes or, an increase in serious injury crashes. And then they formed these projects or saturation enforcement efforts is what I call them during these time periods. And so they identified September as one of the more deadly time periods for fatal crashes involving excessive speed. Now, the number one cause of fatal crashes and serious injury crashes in Iowa is speed, hands down. Everybody talks about distracted drivers or impaired drivers. Nothing contributes more to fatal crashes in Iowa than speed. So obviously, when you identify a period of time where high-speed fatal crashes are, on the increase, there's going to be something done about it. And so that is why the task force identified September 16th as the day they wanted all law enforcement to focus on excessive speed with the sole purpose of trying to modify behaviors, change behaviors, so we can ultimately bring down our fatality rate.
Can you kind of give us a sense? You have some numbers you can kind of bring to the table for us to kind of make that a little bit more impactful for folks?
Well, I know we've talked about it in the past about, the pandemic changed the traffic pattern quite hugely in, for a period of time in 2020. There was a significant impact to the traffic patterns in March, April, May, and then even the first part of June last year to where people just weren't going anywhere. And surprisingly, when there's less vehicles on the road, the thing that we found was that the ones that were on the road were traveling incredible speeds, whether that was because there were wide open roadways or there was a perception that we weren't out enforcing laws last year during the pandemic because of the social distancing and the restrictions and everything else. That's been identified as maybe part of the root problem when it came to people driving excessive speeds. But that trend has sadly continued, even though our traffic patterns have resumed back to normal. So I think that's part of the reason we're seeing the number of fatal crashes to date that we have is people haven't changed their driving behaviors based on the increase of traffic. But in 2020, the citations that were issued by the State Patrol alone for speeds exceeding 25 miles an hour were up 74%. In 2020, the citations issued just by the Iowa State Patrol for speeds over 100 miles an hour were up 108%. It used to be where if you got a triple digit speed, that was kind of an anomaly, and that is no longer the case. It is a regular daily occurrence, and that's very problematic, and it's also a very big contributing factor to why we're sitting currently 11 fatalities ahead of where we were last year. It's not a difficult path to follow. One leads to the other. And so there has to be a concerted and concentrated effort on bringing people's speeds back down so that way the fatality count can come down as well.
What are some things that you can give our listeners right now, Trooper McCready, to try and help educate the public, to try and get what you want to drive down, which is obviously people's speeds and overall reduce the number of traffic fatalities in our state?
Well, I tell driver's ed kids all the time, understanding the dynamics of a crash is critical to understanding why this is so important. What causes damage in crashes and what causes injuries is all force. And you increase the amount of force in a crash, you know, as you increase the speed. Because the way we calculate force in a crash investigation is we take your body weight times the speed you were traveling at the time of the impact, and that is what gives us how many pounds of force were generated in a crash. So, you know, if you do that math, you know, we're talking, depending on your size and your speed, well over 10,000 pounds of force involved in a crash. Well, you compound that exorbitantly when you increase your speed. And so it's really quite simple. The faster you go, the more likely you are to injure yourself more severely based on your speed. And so what people need to understand is you can survive a crash at 55. You may not survive that crash at 65. And you more than likely won't survive that crash at 85 or 95, just based on the physics alone. And I always tell people, just because the speedometer in your car goes up to 120, does not mean the car is designed to do that kind of speed. You know, our cars are built specially for the type of job we do. Our cars, from top to bottom, you know, bumper to bumper, are designed to be able to handle high speeds because, you know, that's part of our job. Your average car is not. It's not designed to do high speeds. So then you also put into the equation what the car does in a crash, what it's able to handle. And the more you increase the speed, you're taking away a lot of the integrity of the vehicle and what it's capable of absorbing. So, you know, that's kind of the long way around. It's not hard to understand. The faster you go, the more likely you are to create more serious injuries or, you know, worse.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with Iowa State Patrol District 4 Resource Officer is Trooper Shelby McCready. Joining us once again, Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.